A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 1, the second part. Blessed is the man who delights in his commandments, or in his law. In the King James Version, and in most versions, it speaks about the law. As I said last time, that this is not acceptable in our modern era, because the first part speaks about the blessings upon the man who fears the Lord. Fear is regarded as an unwanted emotion, something that is negative. But in God's eyes, if it's the fear of the Lord, now remember, fear is negative. For everything else, it is negative. And in fact, the rest of the psalm also describes that. But the fear of the Lord is healthy. Now it says, the one who delights in his commandments, says it in the same breath, in the same sentence. The two go together. If you fear the Lord, you want to obey him. And you delight in his commandments. It's not just simply the wanting to obey out of fear, out of terror, but it is the acknowledgement of who God is. You see, the law of God is a revelation of God. If it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, it is the revelation of God's nature. God is love. If he calls upon us to have love, then the one who created that law is himself love. And if it says that we shall not murder, we shall not kill, we shall not steal, that is what God is like. God is not unjust. God does not steal. God just does not just murder. And he's telling us, really, in the law, what God is like. It's a description of his character, and that is why the person who fears the Lord and who knows what God has said in his law loves him. He delights in the law. And in reading it, it is not a book of terror, but it draws him closer to God. But it doesn't just say who delights in his law, it says who greatly delights in his law. Lo otogozela kakhulu umthetho wakhe, who greatly delights. As in reading the word, not just in the Old Testament, by the way. We often say, well, we're in a time of grace, the law is excluded. That may be, but the law is also the schoolmaster that points us to Christ, because the law shows us our deficiency, our incapability of keeping God's law. It reveals not just who God is, but who we are. And it points us to Christ, for we have such a need of a Savior when we realize we have broken his law.